In 2017, when I was running Russiagate, I just found out only a month ago, these guys were collaborating to get dirt on myself and Devin Nunes because we were exposing their corruption. This is the type of alliances from the deep state government gangsters that was preventing the American public from learning the truth, not just about Russiagate, but everything else. So what happens when we have a new Congress and you have to hold a new Speaker of the House, a new chairman? You have to make sure that these people do the bidding and investigation that needs to be done, from Hunter Biden's laptop to the classified documents and the two-tier system of justice for Joe Biden. And to make sure these congressional leaders on the committee specifically subpoena the documents and people and release that to the American public. It's where Paul Ryan and Rod Rosenstein colluded together to prevent the release of all these documents, and the half of them never got out, which is why we're still asking questions about them today rather than getting answers for the American people. And the only way to solve that and pierce through the whole CCP veil that Mitch McConnell and company are colluding on with their partners in the outside media and people like Paul Ryan, who are in lofty board positions at certain media companies, we have to go and get these committees on Congress to subpoena the CCP documents from places like Sequoia Capital and from Joe Biden's family and from Hunter Biden, and then drag Hunter Biden before the United States Congress and ask him about the millions of dollars he got from the CCP. Those are the only answers that are going to be worth any merit. And the most important thing is, Steve, we can't put out our own memos on this stuff. This is where we caught the government gangsters red-handed in Russiagate, on Jan 6th, on Ukraine. They're so arrogant that the Rod Rosensteins and companies of the world who tried to and threatened to investigate me for doing my job, and he who himself threatened to wear a wire against President Trump, write this stuff down themselves on government documentation, and we have to get the receipts, as you say, Steve, so succinctly. We are owed the receipts. I guarantee you they exist. And anyone in Congress wants to know where to look, whether the FBI or DOJ or IC, you can give me a call. I'll come over there. I'll fly on a plane. I'll do it at my own cost. The American people are owed this. And when we unleash 2023 in the Trump campaign, wait till you see the wave of truth that is going to hit them in the face.